I guess you could say I have a new buzzword, curiosity. I've decided at this point in life that curiosity really is the ticket. If I stay on a path of curiosity, I believe I will be fulfilled. I mean, it will be good for me. It'll be good for everybody around me. I really got thinking about this after having dinner with some old friends of mine. I wrote a piece about it. I'm going to share that with you. The role of curiosity. Last night, we had dinner with good friends, younger, fully involved in life. She's starting a company, he adventuring, writing, making the world a better place. As I looked at them, listened to them, I again found myself attracted to them, smitten by who they were, their mutual curiosity for life. And I considered what it was like for them looking back at me. Was I enough, doing enough, curious enough? What could I teach them, bring to their world? Well, I'm not really sure. But in a relationship, you have to bring something, a sustaining appeal, a unique aspect of yourself, a thoughtful view of the world, experiences to enliven, talents that teach, the ability to make their lives and yours bigger. Otherwise, why bother? Why be in this relationship? Or any relationship, friends, adult children, your partner. I think personal curiosity is the trait that is the most appealing and sustaining, the desire to learn, explore, embrace. It's what truly feeds you and those around you, particularly as we age. As we age, it's easy to lose our curiosity. Curiosity has to do with moving forward. And older people often are looking backwards at who they were, the labels they wore, busy living their children's lives. And even if an older person has curiosity, we're often not motivated to use it. We're too tired, spent. It's not good. Curiosity is what moves us forward. And one might even say it's what keeps us sexy, appealing. You want to crawl around in a curious person's mind. Hang with them. What can they teach you? What portal can they open? Whether it's your neighbor, your best friend, your daughter, or your husband of 40 years. And perhaps most important, if you live a life full of curiosity and exploration, you'll stay forever young and never bore yourself. And what could be more important than that?